at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Craig Uden. And Craig, I know you're the chairperson for the NCB Federation, as we know it, the Federation of State Beef Councils. Tell me what some of the key issues are that you're dealing with here as a group at this summer conference.
Well, the main one would be the committee structure, and we've been working on that. When the roles and responsibility document came out, we were charged with going and looking at committee structure. So we wanted to make it more efficient. As we see less dollars out there today, we have to become more efficient, and we have to work towards being more effective with that checkoff dollar. So we sat down this spring and had a we looked at a lot of different structures out there, and we kind of decided, hey, we've got a long-range plan made by the industry, approved by the industry. Let's work within those parameters. So that really is our committee, would be the what came out of the long-range plan as far as moving demand for beef. And so we said, okay, here's your committees. Now, how would it function? So we turned around and we said, well, we've got demand drivers out there. What moves the needles? What do we need to defend? What do we need to keep our eye on the ball? So on if we looked horizontally, we would have four basic committees, and that would be domestic and global, beef images, and freedom to operate. But on the parallel side, we've got to have demand drivers. We've got to have a focus. And we look back at all the work and the things that affect our business, and things that are coming out of all the work we're doing, convenience, safety, nutrition, taste. These are some of the drivers out there that we have to continue to keep our eye on the ball. As we looked at the beef quality audit this week, what the two of the main things that come right off the top of what the industry needs to focus on there is taste and safety. So it kind of fits in kind of what the research has done is kind of showing us where we need to be. So with these committees, then, it'll be a little change. And actually, committee members will be more exposed to the overall process of how different old committees used to partner up with each other in order to form an AR for the operating committee. And consequently, they'll get to see a bigger piece of the planning and overall work and have a broader scope. And they'll have quite a bit more responsibility, I believe, in the future. But I think we'll be more efficient, and we'll get that we'll hit the target a little quicker. The nice thing about this committee structure is it changes with the new long-range plan. And the long-range plan we've been developing now about every 3 years. So if there's things that change in the next long-range plan, this committee can change its focus as well. So it's very flexible, and it can change quicker to the needs of the industry.
So I know that the Federation will vote on that at a business meeting tomorrow. The Beef Board on its side has already approved that in their business meeting. So, and then there will be some transitional period in order to name who's going to be on the committees and actually put this whole thing into place and in effect, I guess you'd say.
Yes, yesterday we had a meeting with the Federation and the CBB met for about an hour, and then NCBA, Federation, and Policy met to explain how this system would work. And in the new committee structure, it'll be only checkoff making the final decisions. But as most people recognize, there's a lot of times that a checkoff might have a policy component. So we were explaining to different groups out there to come in, and if policy was needed, how they would have to plug in, have people there, and then go figure out how a policy would be made. So it seemed like we had good questions and a very smooth meetings yesterday. So I think we're going to be moving forward tomorrow.
Okay, well, we will look forward to that as we move through all of the committees that we currently have, going through their meeting process and looking at all the proposals in front of them here today. Thank you very much, Craig Uden, giving us a little bit of an overview of what the NCBA Federation is dealing with here at the Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.